We are in our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Falcons falling to the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football 22-17. Let's take a listen to quarterback Kirk Cousins, who's with Dave Archer of the Falcons Radio Network.
Kirk, this was one that a lot of people looking forward to. I'm sure that many of your teammates were. This is not the first time you've taken on Patrick Mahomes head-to-head. Now, I know you weren't playing against one another, but challenging the two core. How did it feel to be out there with your teammates playing in a game like this?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. It was a good test for us. And, it's sitting pretty sickening right now. Certainly had some chances to win the football game.
The third down situation, you guys have had a tough time with third down. Certainly tonight it was one of those. Now, some of that might have stemmed from some of the things that were going on up front. You had a couple of guys go down in the offensive line. I know that's not an excuse. As you begin to look forward, and I know your guys just looking to solve problems, how do you fix that?
Yeah, it has to be fixed. I got to go back and look at the different ones. I think even when you go back and look at our first two games, like, not all third downs are created equal. You know, mm-hmm. Some of them are just third and really long, and there's lower percentage chances. We've got to stay in third and manageable, and then when we do, we've got to convert. But, it's pretty simple. You know, if we're going to be, at the low percentage on third down all season, it's going to be a long year, so we've got to get it cleaned up.
All right, this team came after you a good bit. You know Steve Spagnuolo, he likes to heat you up. A lot of pressure. I thought that Bijan Robinson did a really good job trying to pick up some of those linebackers.
Yeah,
tell me about that and maybe speeding up your process a little bit to try to read things out and get the ball to somebody.
Yeah, it was just a balance of trying to understand the balance of pressure and coverage behind it, because certainly it's not just the pressure. It's okay, how does the coverage marry with it? And trying to click through progressions quickly. Like you said, Bijan did a really good job picking up, pressures when he had to, and buying me an extra click, like on the big completion to Kyle Pitts. So, that was great to see from Bijan.
All right, tell me about the mindset that I know you have, but you got a young football team. Can you be discouraged? Does a team get discouraged in this situation? Is that something you have to address, or is this a pretty resilient squad?
Well, in this league, you're going to have games like this. They're going to test you. There's 17 of these. You just got to find ways to win more than you lose in these moments. You know, we did last week, and this week we didn't, and we got to learn from it and be a better football team coming in here next week against the Saints. And it's a divisional opponent now, and we got two straight divisional opponents, so a lot of football up ahead, and we need to be ascending as a football team as we move into October.
Kirk, thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Arch.
He's absolutely right. The NFC South is the next three games. You got Saints, Bucks. You got the Saints game. You got the Bucks on Thursday night right after, and then you've got the Panthers, and then you'll play a very surprising Seahawks team here at home, and then you go to Tampa.
It's a tough schedule.
It's a very tough schedule.
Monday
I don't know
night
what
to Sunday night to then Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah, and that's all. This.
What even is the NFC South right now?
Well, the NFC South is one of the better divisions. I know that Tampa made a late an egg at home, but I talked with Arch about this in pregame, and he literally kept saying the same thing. The NFL is all about matchups, and certain teams match up better with other teams. That's part of it. Denver got after Tampa Bay up front yesterday, and the Saints and the Eagles almost played, in a lot of ways, an identical game to what we played against the Eagles last week. The Eagles' defense showed a blueprint of getting after and shutting down that Saints offense. For us, I think if I'm a fan, I have some solace, I guess would be the word, in the fact that we played three of the better teams in NFL right now, 2-3-0 teams and a 2-1 team, and you've been at the end of every game, and it still feels like you just haven't quite figured out the missing piece that could set you to be in one of those teams.
Well, and I want to go, talk about Kirk's interview for just a second. You can tell how somber he is in his voice, right? And you can tell how much that game probably meant. And I thought you heard a lot of the same things from Raheem. You know what I mean? He like you said it, he just seemed as upset as you'll ever hear Raheem sound. And it's not just about the way the game ended. You talk about everything. And I don't know I remember if it was Schefter or Rappaport or whoever tweeted that out yesterday, but that was one of the biggest home games in Mercedes-Benz history. When you look at everything that went into that with Arthur Blank and all the other stuff with this regime, That was a big one. And so you could kind of hear it in Kirk's voice how upset he was. But I like that. And he understands this team has to get better. And he's right. You need to be ascending when you hit the month of October.
You do need to be ascending. But you said that this was probably one of the biggest games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This team felt like they had the city behind them. Let's take a listen to Jesse Bates.
A loss is a loss. You know, you never want to, you know, lose. You know, start off 0-2 at home. We want to, you know, get the city behind us. But I think it was a hard-fought game. A lot that we can learn from and, you know, really build off of. You know, tough loss. Like I said, it is what it is. Now we're off into divisional. And that's the most important thing. And we'll be ready to get back to work.
You guys were both there last night. What was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, and it's just so funny listening to Jesse Bates. All I can think about is how that guy just continues to play at such a high level. You look at some of the stops he made last night. But, yeah, I mean, I think it does deserve a shout-out to Falcons fans. And, Tiff, I tweeted this out during the game last night. The should-have-been fourth-down stop, I think it was in the first quarter, maybe early second. Falcons fans in this city in general take such a bad, you know, hit on the chin day after day when it comes to the national sports media. So being in primetime, I think a lot of people expected Chiefs fans to take over the building. And there were Chiefs fans that there are always going to be because of Atlanta, because of the situation, because of ticket prices, because of the airport, because of everything else. There's always going to be a number of fans. I thought Atlanta Falcons fans did an exceptional job last night. Exceptional job of attempting to affect Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team. They showed up. They were loud. They were present. They were there the entire time. I thought it was an incredible atmosphere.
Yeah, I guess the secret to getting Falcons fans to show up is start a game at 8:20, too. And I've been hard on the fan base. If you're a Falcon fan, you were there last night. You should be proud of the effort you put in, because I thought it was a phenomenal crowd.
I think
75-25. Yeah, easily 70-30 at the worst. 75-25 probably on that. It was when I was driving down the street. I said, "Man, we're gonna have a lot of Chiefs fans here. It's not good. It's Sunday night." And then when you got in the building and they made them non-existent. The pass interference call we have to mention. I'm not gonna go in this segment not mention it. It's very disappointing because that's the call they got last week. This exact team got that call at home last week. And I'm just not sure what Falcons need to do, this team, because this team never gets that call at home, and they needed it, and they should have gotten it. And it's just ridiculous. That said, you still had a chance to win the game. When Ryan Neuzel and Caleb McGarry both go down in, I think, the same quarter.
Yeah.
Spags, the defensive coordinator, who is one of the best defensive coordinators in football in the last 20 years, changed his game plan. He basically said, look, Kirk Cousins is not Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes at that point about how he moves in the pocket. I'm going to come after you. Plus, you're down two of your starters. I'm coming after you. And it changed things a little bit. It made it a lot tougher. The Falcons still moved the ball.
I don't even know that he changed the game plan. I think the game plan from the top, he was going to blitz. He's always been a blitzer. But I think he was going to attack Caleb McGarry and Drew Dalman when you look at this offensive line. I think it was about attacking Drew Dalman with Chris Jones and Caleb McGarry kind of the same way, kind of bouncing back and forth and moving him around. I just think it made it easier, right, when those two guys exit and their backups come in to kind of put that game plan in motion. But he did a good job. I mean, he's always done a good job of dialing up those blitzes and getting guys into the backfield.